December 30th, 2014, St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus." Humility and love must be united in the heart for all the other virtues to flourish. If this is not the case, all the other virtues are false. A false virtue is one that is practiced out of pretense. So you see, just as trust is the good fruit of humility and love working together in the soul, so too is forgiveness. Forgiveness arises out of a loving, humble heart. Such a heart does not nurture grudges, nor does such a heart look for reasons to be angry. Instead, the loving, humble heart looks for reasons to forgive through holy love. Such a heart does not view everything as how it affects himself, but regards the consequences to others. This is more of a selfless love. Love and humility are the vestment of all virtue. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 14. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Thomas Aquinas.